Debbie, could you begin by explaining what Valley Life for All does?
We are an organization with a vision of building inclusive communities where people with all abilities belong and contribute. Our mission has begun certainly in the area of disabilities. And one of the things that we have understood and really want to do in that vision is help people take the dis out of disabilities, that we all have different and special abilities, and to recognize that and be aware of that, understand that.
I believe I saw on the website, rather than disabilities, it's people of all abilities.
Exactly, right.
So sort of shifting that dialogue and recognizing maybe they're not the same abilities, but people who we consider disadvantaged have other skills.
Right, right, exactly on. Boy, am I learning that myself, too. Mm. Suddenly your eyes just see things differently, and that's kind of what we're hoping to be about.
And how did the organization get started?
Well, the organization, like many organizations, I think started with people passionate about a cause. In this case, parents in particular with children who had disabilities, right, and found that there were limited opportunities and access in our communities. And so back in about 2011, really became an official nonprofit, but really a grassroots movement focused on this idea that really we can be all a part of a community. I think in the last year and a half now, Valley Life for All has kind of really gone back to its roots and really understood and put some new language to that vision and some new efforts in that. And those are some of the initiatives we've taken on have really fit within that. Valley Life for All is not a direct service organization. I consider those bricks. Valley Life for All is like the mortar between those. We build a strong wall, we build a strong community because we connect.
Could you give an example of some of the programming?
So we have four initiatives right now, which I really love because it's very focused, right, and easy to kind of look at. The inclusion campaign, which really is focused on awareness through story, that as we know people as individuals, suddenly this whole idea of their disability or what stands in our way begins to look very different, and that fades away. Provider collaborative, so again, mortar between the bricks. What we're finding is a real gap between services at school for those who do have some special needs, and then community services. So when they age out of that, there's a big gap between now what? Bringing together people in the community, and those might be organizations that work with disabilities, but other business and teacher people, et cetera, as well. So the provider collaborative will bring everybody together at a table around a challenge for someone. The third thing is a leadership training. This is a really wonderful example of inclusion. We at Valley Life for All have been sponsoring, and that's with scholarshiping for individuals who have a special need to be involved in the regular Roaring Fork Leadership Program and become leaders in our community. Many in this community really know Cammie Britt, and Cammie and I were here at KDNK talking about this as we were raising scholarship money for Cammie, who's one of our first scholarship recipients for the leadership. So we're now on our third person, and we'll be ready to begin that campaign again this spring. So, and KDNK has just been really helpful with that. You know, get the word out. People have really responded. You know, that will be coming again. And the last one is that a group for parents done in Spanish and for Latino parents who have young children or children with young adults with special needs. And that's such a challenge in the cultural sense of that, as well as the language sense and the learning piece. And we're really excited about the parent support group that we have going on that meets once a month. And that is really gaining momentum and has really addressed a need. So those four things are things we're focused on right now.
Well, for people who are interested in getting involved or taking advantage of all these resources, what is the website?
ValleyLifeForAll.org. Isn't that a great name for what we're talking about? ValleyLifeForAll.org.
And I understand it's not only the Roaring Fork Valley, but the Eagle Valley as well.
We do reach over there, and some of our really active board members are involved there, and certainly the part of the Eagle, you know, Eagle County here in the Roaring Fork Valley, but all the way through Parachute. So Garfield County in the Eagle Valley, et cetera, yeah.
What has KD&K done, or what can KD&K do to help?
Well, KD&K has just been fabulous at the leadership piece of promoting community support and involvement for those with special abilities in the Roaring Fork Leadership Program. And coming here and being able to do a program and talk about that, you know, and Cammie, Britt and I came here and talked was a huge piece of helping us make that happen. We as people, as we hear and learn, suddenly our eyes are opened differently. We don't feel like we have to have prescriptive ways for the community to be inclusive. We feel like opening up awareness and with some education, which is exactly what KD&K is there to do for all of us, right, in the community, we all began to come up with creative solutions and more than we could even imagine.
Debbie Wild, Executive Director for Valley Life for All, thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you, Raleigh.